In the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa, a former political prisoner is leading a drive to rehabilitate the city's slums, and she's having tremendous success. Jemba Tafera argues that conventional development aid in Africa is short-sighted and doomed to fail. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, is a city of contrasts. Tin shacks abut the grounds of some of the most luxurious hotels in Africa. Street kids sleep in front of the elaborate wrought iron fences of government buildings. Much of Addis Ababa, by some estimates 80% of the city, is comprised of slums or kabeles. But the slums are slowly changing. In Kabele 08, women in broad straw hats scramble over the cement shell of a youth center. More than half the workers on this construction site are women. Masa Ima is a mason working on the project. Ima says her neighborhood has changed tremendously in the last few years. My house used to pour during the rainy season. I didn't have a kitchen or a latrine, but now, she says, I have a decent house and a toilet. Asked what caused things to change so dramatically in the slum, she laughs. And many other people in Kabele 08 also say that Jemba Tafera is the driving force behind the transformation of their neighborhood. Tafera's integrated holistic approach urban development project is replacing tin shacks with tidy beige brick buildings, installing latrines and communal water taps, building schools, youth centers, and medical clinics. Tafera is known around the slum as Sister Jemba. In 1976, during a crackdown on the upper classes, she was locked up by the Marxist regime of Mengistu Haile Mariam. When the communists came to power in Ethiopia in the mid-1970s, Tafera's husband was the mayor of Addis Ababa. They both were imprisoned as enemies of the state.
I went in screaming and shouting, and I said to God, you know, how could you do that to someone who follows you? I had four kids. Of course, they were affected.
One of her sons became manic depressive while she was in prison and eventually committed suicide. In the end, she spent 5 years behind bars. The brutal Soviet-style dictatorship of Mengistu killed an estimated 100,000 Ethiopians during its 14-year reign and drove many others out of the country. When Tafera was sent to prison, she was a registered nurse. Inside, she set up a medical clinic, delivered babies, and administered basic health care. She also trained guards and inmates in first aid. Tafera says she learned a lot in prison, but mainly she learned to listen to people and to work with inmates rather than trying to tell them this is the solution.
You can't change anything alone. And for the first time, I said, okay, let me set up a committee. In fact, my knowledge, my experience, my skill was used a lot more being a facilitator than a doer.
Tafera came out of prison in 1981 and worked for an international aid group, but she was frustrated by the piecemeal manner in which Western aid agencies attempted to tackle African problems. One worked for a few months on sanitation, another tried to improve schools, a third focused on providing medical care. But there was no overarching plan or long-term commitment to lift people out of poverty.
The problem of the poor is multiple, and therefore you can't do one thing and have an impact.
So in the mid-1980s, she launched her development program in some of the worst slums in Addis Ababa. It makes no sense, she argues, to build a shining new medical clinic if the children in the neighborhood go home each night to shacks that are awash in sewage.
Just clear up the slum, build them a house, clear up this, do that, put them in a job. It doesn't work.
Over the last two decades, Tafera's program has approached things differently and managed to renovate thousands of shacks in this city of 3 million people. Her staff worked their way through four kabeles, upgrading sewers and building clinics before moving on to the next slum. In 1991, Mengistu and the communists were driven from power. While the new government in Ethiopia is supportive of Tafera's work, it's heavily dependent on international aid and contributes little to the slum renovations. According to the UN, Ethiopia remains one of the 10 least developed countries in the world. Tafera's not just trying to physically reshape the slums. Her organization is also attempting to change cultural practices that contribute to poverty. Mekdes Teklem Kyle, one of the staff members on the project, walks through the family planning area of a small health clinic they opened in 2002.
As you know, one of the major causes of poverty is high population. So we try to teach the community to limit the size of their family. So we try to include male clients too, but I don't think we're yet successful. But we will continue trying.
Tefera says a small agency like hers may be in the best position to tackle problems in the Kabeles of Ethiopia, the poorest of the poor, the people who've been trapped in what Tefera calls the cycle of poverty, often don't believe that their lives can improve. Alleviating poverty, she says, is as much about changing attitudes as it is about boosting incomes.
The biggest favor you can do the poor is release them out of that attitude of lack of self-worth and lack of self-confidence. And that kind of attitude takes a long time to change. But when it does change, I've seen wonders. But it takes time, and that's why development workers find it financially unaffordable.
And the poor tend to be leery of people who arrive claiming that they're going to transform their squalid slum into a tidy neighborhood. Tefera says her organization wins the trust of residents by involving them in planning the renovations. And when shacks are going to be demolished to make way for new houses, temporary houses are built first so that people have a place to stay during the construction. Tefera's project came to this Kabele 6 years ago. Since then, Tefera's program has completely rebuilt half of the 1,000 shacks in the slum and repaired 200 others. Her goal is to eventually stop working in Kabele 08, have local residents take over the various programs, and the Integrated Holistic Approach Urban Development Program will move on to another of Addis Ababa's vast slums. Jason Bobien, NPR News. Mm-hmm.